Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Steel Bones is a charity that supports amputees and their families whilst raising awareness about living with amputation. Bottisham Primary School played host to Cambridge's first ever morning of inclusive and adapted sports for Steel Bones. Phil Minot went back to school for Cambridge 105 Radio, where he spoke to inclusive sports coach Steve Morley.
We're at Bottisham Primary School. Why are we here?
Okay, Phil, well, we're here today to do what we call Limitless Games. It's being led by a charity called Steel Bones, and Steel Bones support people through the trauma of limb loss, particularly civilians. So people who have lost their limbs through accident or trauma, Steel Bones is a charity which supports them.
Why is it important for you that charities like Steel Bones exist?
People who have limb loss, amputees particularly, are one of the groups which are actually quite stigmatised. So young children particularly are quite wary of them, often quite frightened of people who have bits missing. So for someone like Steel Bones to come into a primary school and for the children to be able to mix with the people who have lost their limbs, I think it's really empowering.
Lee Joy Staines, now you're the co-founder of the charity. Why do you want to form this charity?
Just wanted to form this charity because there wasn't much help out there, really. There wasn't enough support at Addenbrookes Hospital, so we just thought it'd be really good to set something up ourselves and just get knowing other amputees.
Now, when you say there wasn't enough support for you after your surgery, I understand that's when you had the surgery and you lost your leg and hence you became amputee.
That's right.
Presumably the support sort of post-operation directly was actually quite good.
Yeah, the support, I can't fault the hospital at the time. They were brilliant. They helped me with my rehab, but it was just after that, after leaving the hospital, there was nothing out there for me, really. Not enough awareness, and we just wanted to create something ourselves.
Diana McGrath, you are the PE leader here at Bottisham Primary School. What do you see the pupils will gain from this today?
I think what we like to do is really celebrate how diverse our community is, and we'd like the children to grow with a healthy image about their community, and also show more empathy towards people who might not look the way they do.
Because you, I must point out, because you actually, break time started 7-8 minutes ago, and yet your pupils have just carried on playing these games.
Yes. What we'd like them to do, we'd like children who are not very interested in sport to learn new things and carry on with those new things. And it's just actually so lovely to see that despite it being break time and they could choose whatever it is that they want to do, they chose to stay put onto the games that they've learned to play this morning.
And an interesting thing is, because obviously there's more amputees in the school than you'd usually have, it's not a big issue, is it?
No, and that's another lovely thing to see. It's having raised awareness of these disabilities. They still choose to mingle together, and there's no difference between them.
Now, I just want to chat to another Steel Bones ambassador, and that's our 12-year-old Georgia Ferres. I know you're a little bit shy, but you can come forward here. Your pupil at which school?
Selwyn Village College.
You've had most of your life as amputee.
Yeah, I was born without a I was born without a leg. So.
And you obviously go out and about Steel Bones.
Yes.
As an ambassador, young ambassador. What reaction do you have when people find out you're an amputee?
Well, people normally think it's people have a negative reaction. There are some people that are like, oh, it's really cool and you've got a cool leg. But there are also some people that are like, well, I don't see why you have to have all this special, leeway, but just because you're missing a leg. So.
And you're actually very active.
Yes.
Because you were telling me earlier the sports you do.
Yeah.
So just tell us some of them.
I used to be a cross country runner, and I was the best in my team.
And that's with.
That was with my old school.
Yeah.
And I am at the moment an army cadet, an air cadet, sorry. And I have to do a lot of drill and marching net on it, so it is a lot.
I have to say, it's a very snazzy looking leg you've got there, hasn't it? That's obviously the latest state of the art, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're a great credit to everybody here, so thank you. Am I just going to finish with Lee? So, Lee, this is the first event Steel Bones has done in Cambridgeshire,
that's
although
right.
You are a nationwide charity, aren't
you? Yes, we are, yes.
Is it gone well?
It's going brilliant. Kids seem to really be enjoying it. So, yeah, kids are happy. It's lovely to see them working together with some of the sports and stuff. So, yeah, absolutely looks great.
And if any teachers are listening to this, Cambridge 105 Radio, and they want to have the same thing happen at their school in the Cambridge area, what do they need to do?
So they can either find us on the website, steelbones.co.uk. We'll be sending some letters out to the local schools as well and just see if they're interested in getting involved.
OK, well, look, I think you and I, we're all going to have a game with the basketball.
Yeah, sounds good.
OK, thank you.
Yeah, cheers.
Amputee Lee Joystains, co-founder of Steel Bones, speaking to Phil Minot there. And people certainly sounded at Bottisham Primary School that they were having great fun during their action-packed sporting morning. It is 5:37 now.